Sheikh Baqir Sharif Al-Qarashi decides to compile.
So we can consider Sayyid Hadi Khosro Shahi.
Shaheed Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr. He was born in Kadhimiya.
The first and the most important thing that we can learn from Allama Tabatabai is his great effort.
In this regard, I should like to say that one of the great benefits of the late Ayatollah Sayyid Mahmud Shahrudin was.
When we look at the works of late Rawzati, we see.
There is a famous sentence from Mirza Khalil Qamarani that he says in Farsi, Tuhid kalame baraye kalame tuhid.
Be more familiar with outstanding Shia figures in the teacher.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program, The Teacher, an introduction into the lives and work of the prominent Sahabi or the companions of Prophet Muhammad and the Shia infallible Imams. I am Atta, the host of this program. Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi and Sheikh Rouhani are today's guest speakers. Assalamu alaikum, Sayyid Mohsen.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
And Sheikh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
For today's discussion, we want to talk about another prominent companion of Prophet Muhammad and also the ardent follower and the Shia of Imam Ali alayhi salam, Miqdad ibn Aswad or Miqdad ibn Amro. Sheikh Rouhani, let's start with you, brother. Give us some information about the early life of the of Miqdad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Miqdad ibn Amr, known as Miqdad ibn Aswad, who died in 33 of Qamari, Hijri. Calendar year. He was among the companions, the great companions of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi wa alihi. And also he was among the, let's say, the first, we can say, companions or the supporters of Imam Ali Alaihi Wasallam. They were, he and also Ammar Yasir, they were termed as Shia of Imam Ali Alaihi Wasallam in the early time of Islam. So they were among the, we can say, pioneers of Tashayyu and Shia in the history of Islam. It says that Miqdad converted to Islam or accepted Islam in the early years of Ba'tha. And he was among the first companions of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who actually declared his Islam and his belief to the other people.
Yes.
And it is mentioned about Miqdad ibn Amr or that he was among those companions that they actually clearly explained and expressed to the other people that they were Muslims. They revealed actually Islam, their belief to the other people in those first days of Islam, which is really a great honor and pleasure for these people who on those difficult days and the very challenging time for Muslims, they revealed very clearly that they, and obviously that they were Muslim. That is why I think the role of this person, Miqdad ibn Amr, is really important in the history of Islam, in the establishment of the Islamic, let's say, society at the time of the Holy Prophet, salawatullahi alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And also the other honor for this great companion of the Holy Prophet, salawatullahi alayhi wa sallam, is this, that he was among the real and the true followers and supporters of Imam Amir al-Mu'minin, Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, along with Salman al-Farsi, Ammar ibn Yasir, Abu Dhar. So they were the great companions of the Holy Prophet who supported Imam Amir al-Mu'minin, Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, and they were termed as the first Shias of Amir al-Mu'minin, Ali alayhi salatu wasalam.
Okay. So he both witnessed the time of Prophet Muhammad, the caliphs, and the infallible Imam Ali alayhi salam. What about his support for Ali ibn Abi Talib, Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Obviously, Miqdad was one of the most closest companions of the Prophet and the Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salatu wasalam. It is because that, according to the narration, Prophet has said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed me to be friend with four people, and he takes the name Ali, Salman, Miqdad, and Abu Dhar. So Miqdad was amongst those to whom Allah has said, you must be friend with them. And obviously about those who go to the paradise as well, we have many narrations. Therefore, as far as it is concerned about the closeness of Miqdad, he was very close. And the reason was that he was purely obeying the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as we can see also that after the demise of the Prophet, he was from the first people who supported Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam, and obviously he was from the supporters of them. The way that we can see that whenever it was the discussion that who is the true successor,
yes,
we can see how Miqdad, basically, he stood against the Muhajireen, like the immigrants and the Ansar, the helpers, at the time of the, after the demise of the Prophet. And therefore, it resulted many people to be faithful with Amir al-Mu'mineen, alayhi salatu wasalam. Also, in many battles, obviously, he was there, when Imam Ali, alayhi salatu wasalam, when he said that, if 40 people will come, I will definitely will rise or take my right back. Amongst them, we can see the very first day, those who were there, it was Salman and Miqdad.
That's right.
So obviously, Miqdad and Abu Zar, they both were there as well. So these things shows that at the time of Amir al-Mu'mineen, alayhi salatu wasalam, obviously, he was an active person. Even, you know, after the death of first caliph, when it was about to choose the second caliph, they made three conditions for Amir al-Mu'mineen. They said, if you follow the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and after that, the sunnah of the caliph before you,
that's right,
we can choose you.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, Amir al-Mu'mineen said, I accept first two conditions.
Mm-hmm.
Because Allah and the messenger, they are the authorities,
okay,
not the general people. And over there, again, Miqdad stands up and he talks about this, that, how can you say someone who is most closest person to the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Ahlul and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I have not seen the oppressed family as the mm-hmm. family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who have the right, but obviously they are not being given their rights.
That's right. Okay.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. La ilaha illallah.
La ilaha illallah.
So, Sheikh Rouhani, on different occasions, as Sayyid Mohsen said, Miqdad defend the rights of Imam Ali alayhi salam in being the true successor of Prophet Muhammad, and also he was himself an ardent follower of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Can you name some of them for us?
Yes, of course. As you see, in different occasions, Miqdad actually supported Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. One of these events which is really significant in the history is that, again, among those members of the council that were appointed by the second caliph to appoint the third caliph among themselves, again here we had a very nice dialogue or conversation which is found in the history, is a kind of conversation about the issue of Khilafah between Miqdad and Abdurrahman.
Mm-hmm.
When Abdurrahman said that I will accept Khilafah of Ali alayhi salatu wasalam if Ali follows the sunnah, the Quran, the sunnah of the Holy Prophet, and sunnah of the first two caliphs.
Okay.
Here, actually, Miqdad told Abdurrahman that, how can you say that while Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam himself is in the right side? He is haq, he is with haq actually, and he always been actually a haq just, we can say, a true just, and just kind of, we can say, judge, we can term here as this way. That is why, how can you leave aside Ali, who is the true and who is the truthful, we can say, judge and just judge,
yes,
according to the ahadith, and he is with haq and haqiqah, and you say that he has to, for example, follow and accept the sunnah of the other people.
That's right.
That is why in this conversation, there's a great lesson for the Muslims that Miqdad, and also we had also a very nice conversation between Ammar Yasir as well with Abdurrahman in the issue of the Khilafah. Yes. Their role is really important in these kind of events in the history, that they tell us that, oh, Muslims, you have to look at to Imam Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salatu wasalam as the criterion. Ali alayhi salatu wasalam himself is the criterion. Mm-hmm. We have to understand the true Khalifa by Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. So we cannot, for example, consider other people as criteria to, for example, evaluate or assess the personality and the characteristics of, for example, Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam by them. That's why I think, again, his speech, his lecture in Masjid Medina is also another very great event in the history of Islam, that he disagreed the Khilafah of Uthman very explicitly, very publicly, and presented a lecture for the people and tried to tell the truth and haqa'iq about Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salatu wasalam.
That's right. On different occasions, the people and the companions of the following generation of the Imams, including Imam al-Baqir and Imam al-Sadr, asked them about the status of Miqdad, and they talked really in admiration of the status of Miqdad, maybe among the most outstanding 10 faithful Muslims of all time. They have considered it, Imam al-Baqir and Imam al-Sadr, alayhi salam. Okay, what other information can you give us about Miqdad, Sayyid Rouhani?
Well, obviously, in the same concern that you just talked about the Ahlul Bayt, how they praised Miqdad, for example, we can see in the, according to the verse, like, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا صَالِحَاتٍ, those who have believed and performed good deeds, كَانَتْ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ, for them is the, you know, the paradise. So the Firdaus paradise. And Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam has said this verse is about four people. This is about Abu Dharr, Miqdad, Salman, and Ammar. This was revealed. On the other hand, he says that Iman is of 10 ranks or status.
Yes.
And Miqdad is on the 8th, we can say, rank. Abu Dharr is on the 9th, and Salman was on the 10th rank, which is the highest rank.
Okay.
And on the other hand, we see that Imam Sadiq says when it was asked about the verse of Mawadda, which is قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى.
Yes.
In that, Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam has said that there were only 7 people after Prophet who really act upon this verse. Yes. And Miqdad was one of them.
Okay.
This verse, basically, it says that when people came to the Prophet, they asked, like, we want to give you some reward for what you have done. You guided us to the right path. The Prophet has said, the Allah has revealed the verse in which Allah has said that, O Prophet, say to them, قُلْ say, لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ, I don't ask you anything, أَجْرًا, from the reward, إِلَّا except مَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى, the love of my Ahlul Bayt.
That's right.
So this love of Ahlul Bayt was basically something which Allah has basically ordered the nation, that if you want to give reward for what you're doing, obviously, you know, if I can elaborate this, if we have time, this is just like, you know, if I go and buy a Quran from a shop.
Yes.
Sometimes I buy and I give the money to the shopkeeper. So I'm the owner of this Quran now, the book, basically. So if I do hifz, I don't know, I recite it, I will have the thawab because I have given the reward for the book. But if someone goes and he steals the book without giving the reward, now even if he becomes a hafiz, or maybe his children read that book,
based
like
Quran, on that stolen Quran,
based on that stolen Quran, it has no reward. Similarly, in the Islam, if people want their a'mal, deeds, hajj, I don't know, the fasting, daily prayers to be accepted, it is necessary to be live according to قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرٍ إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ. This mawadda, this ajr, is in the mawadda, in the love of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. And that's what Imam Sadiq has said, that after the demise of the Prophet, amongst the companions, there were only 7, from which Miqdad was one of them.
That's right.
And obviously Imam Baqir also has said that the people after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they left the, you know, the way or the path of the Prophet except 3, which was Salman, Abu Dharr, Miqdad, and in some we have Ammar as well.
That's
so
right.
This is what we can see. Okay. And also very important, we have one of the important narrations. It is about the Raja'a.
Yes, yes.
Raja'at of Imam Mahdi alayhi salatu wasalam, that at the time of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, the people will be raised back.
Uh-huh.
And
resurrect is, somehow, a kind of resurrection, yes, before the main resurrection.
Before the main resurrection. Okay, okay. And Miqdad is amongst those,
uh-huh,
who will be raised at that time.
Okay. That's all right. Thank you very much, Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi and Sheikh Rouhani, for a nice elaboration. The year 33, according to the lunar Hijri calendar, is the year that he passed away. His body was taken into Medina, and he was buried in the cemetery of Baqi. There is also, as they say, the dome and holy shrine in Turkey, one city in Turkey, but mostly they say that it is attributed to Fazel-e Miqdad and not Miqdad, the companion of Prophet Muhammad and Imam Ali alayhi salam. This was the life account of Miqdad ibn Amr or Miqdad ibn Aswad, one of the most outstanding prominent companions of Prophet Muhammad and also Imam Ali alayhi salam. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program, The Teacher. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. The another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah. Ooh.